channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
Hello, listeners, and a warm good morning to you. Sorry, my little mics were turned off. I've had a terrible... I must admit, listener, the reason that I'm sounding a bit flustered is that I've, instead of planning my show, I've spent the morning eating, in fact, scoffing, because I thought that the lovely Nick Blythe, paella fella, as we should say today, was going to bring me, you know, a little, you know, paella. But no, he's bought the works, listener. He came in laden. He's got a... Is that me on loudspeaker? Oh, it might be Russ. It might be my little iPad tweeting. This is lovely Russell... who are you? Russell Burton Lawrence.
Well, I am the barrister broker.
You are. And very debonair and handsome. So he, I've given him my iPad. You're finding it very newfangled, aren't you, darling?
Something's happened to it. I'm sure we'll rectify the problem.
Just turn the volume off if you can find it on the
edge. Yeah, I'll try and do that.
It's another little thing. So what I was doing, listener, is instead of being calm and collected and being in my studio, I was out with Nick Blythe eating things because... Morning, Nick.
Good morning.
He's very lovely. He's come all the way from West Sussex, East Grinstead, I believe.
That's correct, yes.
And asked me, the first question he asked me was, did I go to convent school? Obviously, I'm cheeky and naughty, like most girls that have been to convent school. Is that right?
That's right. Well, you remind me a bit of a young lady I was at school with, that's why.
But didn't you say primary school?
Primary school, yeah. She was cheeky.
Does that mean you? I look young?
You look very young, indeed.
My favourite guest this morning, Nick Blythe of Paella Fella. And he has brought in... Well, tell listener. You tell listener while I eat.
OK, well, I brought in three samples of our fare. I brought in...
is that F-A-Y-R-E?
It is.
Ye old fare.
Ye old fare.
OK.
I brought in a chicken and chorizo paella. That one there, which is beautiful yellow in colour, made with chicken thigh fillet, spicy chorizo sausage, proper paella rice, green beans and red peppers.
And the yellow colour is coming from saffron, am I?
There's a little bit of saffron in there, but it's paprika.
Okay.
And there's a secret ingredient in that one.
That we'll never know. Unless we take you out and get you...
You might have to twist my arm.
We might... Russ, we could take him out after the show, couldn't we?
That sounds like a great idea,
and,
Jules.
And, you know, I'm a bit worried when I eat so much, because I've been wolfing, listener, the little pinchos that were here. Pinchos. Because Colin on wine will correct me. He's going to come on later. But they are absolutely scrum. So, well, later on... Nick is going to tell us a few secrets about how he got into the whole affair, really, because you didn't start off as a paella fella, did you?
No.
So we're going to hear all about that later on. I'm just going to give you their website so you can tune in and have a look. It's www.paellafella.co.uk. P for Peter, A-E, double L-A, F for Freddie, E, double L-A.co.uk. And he does events and corporate events, of course. In fact, Paul Andrews has a birthday coming up in August, and he was asking Mr. Harry Covert if he could do his party, and he can't, so maybe Paella Fella can slip in.
We'd love to help
out. August. So we'll be hearing from Nick later on in the show. First of all, we're going to be speaking to our resident wine expert, Mr. Colin Hartness, there in Maraira in Alicante, Valencia coast. And he is going to be telling us all about, well, I've asked him, of course, to tell us what we can eat with pinchos and paella. So he's going to do that. And he'll probably tell us he was at a conference talking about wines in England. So I'll ask him about that as well and what's happening in the wine world, not just in Spain, but also around and about. We will have a little... Spanish flavour, I do believe, to the show, because I don't just throw this together, do I, Russell?
You don't.
in between chomping chorizo, we've managed to get into the studio.
We have.
So I'm going to ask you, young Russ, first of all, have you got a website?
My website is www.thebarristerbroker.com.
And just tell listener what you do, apart from sitting on my knee and being my co-presenter on a Tuesday.
What I do is I help individuals deal with their legal issues. So instead of going to solicitors, you can now go directly to the legal experts who are barristers. You can do that via me. And the benefits are that it's substantially cheaper than solicitors overall. You're going directly to the expert. And who knows, you may even get a better outcome.
Yes, you may. Well, Paul Andrews, Snake Hips himself, has just entered back. He'd forgotten the emails for the next show. And I said, don't worry, I can handle the whole thing. And look, I've done it. I think I'm better without him.
I think you've done very well.
I was looking forward to doing the bunker on my own. I was hoping that you'd put some tacks under his wheels.
It could be arranged.
And then you and I could do it with
Why not?
Yeah, Nick, you, me, we could do the bunker show.
Indeed.
I do a very good impression of Paul Andrews. So we're going to go over and hear a little bit of your events and your tweets, and we're going to go over to the lovely Russell, and he's going to tell us what's happening in Scoff and Quaff world.
Right, in Scoff and Quaff world...
Scoff and Quaff. That's the medicine show.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's later on. It's Hillenborough Farmers Market this morning, in fact. So they've got a lovely sunny morning. They've tweeted in, and if I wasn't here with the lovely Jules this morning, I'd be there, because it's not very far from my hometown of Edenbridge. We've got Chavez, which is a Peruvian restaurant in East London.
Yes, we weren't sure how to say it, and Nick has said... Nick, the chef.
Savish.
He's much more cosmopolitan than you and I.
He certainly is.
I try.
I mean, who knew Peruvian?
Not really me.
Well, not really me.
They're not in Edinburgh.
Shall we go?
Why not?
Yeah, shall we all go?
Lovely.
Excuse me for interrupting, Russell, don't they eat guinea pigs things?
I haven't a clue what the Peruvians eat.
I have a feeling they do. They? If anybody's listening, can they tweet me at scoffquaff at UK Food Show? Do at Savish, will they be eating a little guinea pig? Because I quite like guinea pigs.
Roasted. Remember when my children had them. I don't think I'd personally want to eat them, but there you go.
I know, but they don't live long, do they?
Obviously not in Peruvia, no.
With hamsters, the hamsters are the worst. Have you got kids, Nick?
They're grown up now, yes.
Well, so are mine. But if you remember the hamster days, I used to spend my whole life burying hamsters until I said, no more hamsters, because they only live about a year. Yeah. We had all the funerals, you know, the whole procession down to the end of the garden. And
it was rabbits for us.
Yeah.
A multitude of rabbits.
Yeah.
We ran out of space in the garden.
Well, we used to have a house rabbit. Did you ever have a house rabbit?
No, I don't think rabbit was ever allowed in the house.
Oh, they're terrible. They chew through the wires and everything.
We had a rabbit, and when my children used to go to sleep, we'd have it in, and it would bounce around just like it was a cat.
Really?
And because they produce pellets, there's no mess or anything, so it's actually... You know, a very clean animal, so I thoroughly recommend...
They are, as long as they don't chew your
BT wires. But don't let them chew, absolutely, or the Sky,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, I haven't got Sky, I've got BT TV.
Oh, is it any good?
Yeah, it's all right. We have a little bone of contention at the moment. I'm going to get a new... the BT hub, in my humble opinion, is not strong enough for my walls. So I'm going to have to buy my own router.
Right.
And I've got a man coming tomorrow.
Have you?
A little Australian man coming round.
Okay.
Yeah. Back to you and events, Barrister Broker. I lead you astray.
You do indeed.
I'm dying to try some of this. Look, the black rice paella. Sorry to... I know I'm going on a bit.
You are.
What's that? Is that a lovely aioli?
It's a garlic mayo, a light garlic
aioli.
Mayo.
Aioli?
Yeah.
Aioli? Yeah. You see, I'm being cosmopolitan.
Yeah. Technically, not quite an aioli. It's a close substitute for today's.
My husband tried to make one and he curdled it.
Oh.
My new husband.
Oh dear.
Yeah, he curdled it. I've heard you're a good cook, Russell.
Only on certain things.
Really?
Yeah. Quite good with curries.
I've heard that, Paul Andrews said.
Roast, I can do a fantastic roast with the best potatoes you'll ever have had in your life.
When should we come round?
Whenever you want.
I'll be there.
Well, you name the date.
Okay, and we'll, Friday night.
Friday night.
Carry on.
Yeah. So being a very, very big coffee fan, there's on the Twitter, there's Bean Smitter.
Bean Smitten, sorry, yes,
it's my own writing. it's a, they are, in fact, they're doing it, it's a you've got a special coffee show where they're the headline guest on the 5th of May. So, listeners, do tune in, because all you need to know about coffee, if you're a coffee fan like me, will be on the show on the 5th of May. So, I should be tuning in to that, Jill Serkin.
Yes, you will. And if you find any little coffee experts that want to join in, of course they can on the Twitter. We have, off the top of my head, I think we have Elm Court Farmers Market on that day as well. They'll be in, so no doubt they'll have some of their people. But they're talking about bread as well, so bread and coffee. But we'll hopefully be nibbling. You know, you're being heckled, don't you, by Christopher Pollard?
Am I? No, I didn't know that. I can't multitask too much, reading tweets and talking. But I'm also a beginner.
Well, no, but you're very good. You see, I'm whipping him into shape for ready for his show with Laura Burton.
Well, it's Laura's show, which I'm fortunate enough to be the co-presenter on, the community show, which starts next Thursday, 10 to 11, every Thursday.
Lovely little plug.
And it's all charity. It's charities, fundraising, and all community. So looking forward to that.
That sounds fantastic. I shall be listening in. And can you just tell us a few tweets?
Yes, I can. Let's just see what's going on. In fact, can you give me a moment?
I've
got another technical problem. You know what I'm like with...
Oh, really? Switching on?
Oh, no,
well,
it's
fine. I've got some. So Liz Jewelson has woken up. She's listening. Just put your hand up when you've got yourself together.
Yeah.
I think it's just because he's eating, really, listener. Liz Jewelson says, oh, we can't hear Paella fella. So say hello, Nick.
Hello.
And you just speak as loud
as you
can.
Good morning, Liz.
Now, Liz is in Maryland, so maybe that's why she can't hear you. Say hello, morning, Liz, again.
Hello, good morning, Liz.
Okay, so Liz, tell me, can you hear him or not? Tweet me. And Paella fella is... he's tweeting. He's here as well. Jeff Kipp, the lovely, who is the owner and the chef... he's telling me, of Saltwood Green, which is just near Hythe down here. And he is saying he has an Italian wine dinner, which is next Tuesday the 28th, four courses paired. Sounds delicious. And he is rather good, I happen to know, because I've gobbled some of his food. The Barn Restaurant, welcome to you. Now, where are you guys? They are positioned in one of Kent's leading places to dine, proud of its Michelin star, perfect venue for intimate celebrations, but don't actually say on their bio where they are. Oh, yes, they do. Raynham, Kent. Where's Raynham? Anyone?
I'm not actually sure.
We're not very good at geography. She says, I heard the lovely accent, Keith, at Paella Fella. Who's Keith? It's Nick. It's Nick Blythe.
Yes,
you had your coffee this morning, young lady? I'm sure she hasn't. She sets her alarm to listen to this show.
Fantastic.
I think we're bumbling on, so I'm going to play a little song. I'll let Barrister Broker get Colin on wine on, I think, and then he can do some tweets later on. So what we're going to do, listener, we're going to play, because I'm having a Spanish theme, we're going to play the Fatback Band, a little bit of Spanish hustle, and then we will get the lovely Colin on wine, who's going to tell us what we can quaff with paella. We'll see you in a tick.
Bailen el hustle español. We'll be right back.
Oh, that was the Spanish Hustle by the Fatback Band. You can see we have a little Spanish theme on here. And we're now going over to the lovely, very, very eloquent Colin on wine, who's going to be telling us, first of all, Colin, morning.
Good morning. Lovely and eloquent. I wouldn't go quite that far myself. Thank you.
Hola, guapo. Guapo. You were, was it last week, at the International Wine and Spirits Competition?
Indeed, I was in Guildford.
In Guildford. So you swanned over to the UK and didn't come and see us?
No, well, you're a bit far over on the other side, aren't you? No, I don't know. Where's Guildford?
Well, from Guildford in Surrey, we're probably, what do you think, boys?
Hour and a half.
That's Nick. Nick thinks an hour and a half, so we would have made you welcome.
I should have let you know, because you would have sent over a lovely limo and all the rest of it, I suppose, yeah?
I would have sent... well, Nick would have got you, and we would have, you know, parted.
Absolutely, we would.
Well, actually, one can't do such things when you... It was a judging competition, you see, and I was judging, so you have to be very careful. Taste during the morning. Taste 60 to 70 wines in the morning.
Gosh.
Session. And then the following morning, and so you have to be sort of bright and breezy, really.
So, Colin, this was the, just refresh my memory, the International Wine and Spirits Competition. Were you saying to me that it was one of the oldest competitions there is around?
It is the oldest wine competition in the world,
right.
And it is one of the three most prestigious wine competitions in the world as well. The other two are both in the UK. But the International Wine and Spirits Competition has its judging for the Northern Hemisphere in Guildford, but judging for the Southern Hemisphere is actually in Hong Kong and also South Africa. So it's a huge competition. Yeah.
How many days were you down?
Well, the Spanish panel meets for 2 weeks. I was there last week, and it's meant to be this week. Well, it is this week as well, but I'm not able to be there. Because I'm on a very important radio station today.
Of course, far superior. Right, well, Nick Blythe, who is the, the paella fella,
yeah.
Has brought in, I mean, I thought we'd have a few little plates, Colin, but he's brought in Pinchos. Let Nick tell you what he's got, and perhaps you would pair some wines for us. Are you up for that?
Hola, Nick. Buenos dias.
Hola, buenos dias, Colin. Yes, I've brought in two different types of paella and some chicken pinchos, which haven't lasted very long.
No, they're delicious.
The two paellas, one is a chicken and chorizo paella, yep. And the other one is a black rice, arroz negra, which is a seafood paella. Of prawn and squid with a dollop of garlic mayo on the side.
Gambas.
Sounds excellent. And I actually saw a picture, I think Jules tweeted one earlier on. And
it
looks very, very interesting. I'd love to try that for sure.
Well, we'll save you some. If it makes it out of the studio, of course.
I don't think it will, to be honest, Nick.
I don't think it will either.
So, Colin, what are your thoughts on what we should be sipping?
Well, in some ways, I'm sort of repeating myself in a way here, but we actually spoke some programmes ago about rosé wine, and I was talking about how Spain is really the capital for rosé wine in the world, really. There is such a huge selection here. And I probably mentioned at that same time that rosé wine goes very, very well with paella. I'm actually in Valencia, well, the Valencia community here, which I suppose is like a county in the UK. And it was this area which is actually responsible for the whole idea of paella. And as you probably know, I'm sure Nick will know this, that it was the Moors, the Muslims, who actually came over and ran Spain for, I don't know, 800 years or so, who brought with them various different things that they liked to eat, and one of them was rice, because there wasn't rice prior to that in Spain.
It was very Moorish food they brought.
Very Moorish it was, yes.
Couldn't resist, sorry.
Like my kebabs, they're Moorish.
Oh, yeah. Now, are your kebabs the pinchos?
They're Moorish.
They are fantastic.
In both senses of the word.
Just tell us the spices that you've put on those, so that Colin can get a...
Okay, you've got a little bit of ground cumin, coriander, lemon juice, garlic, a touch of paprika and pepper, and that's it.
Well, while Colin tells us, I'm going to tuck into a pinchos, Colin.
You,
so
you do that as
you
well.
Carry on, well, darling.
With those, you see, I wouldn't go for Spain is very commonly known as a big country for red wine, big red wines. But I wouldn't go for such a wine with this. If you want it, if you're desperate to have a red wine with those pinchos, I would actually go for a very fruit orientated one. Perhaps one from Carignana, perhaps one from Biasco, we're using the Mentilla grape. But I'd still go along with rosé as well as a possible alternative. But with that one, I'm thinking of the cumin and that the sort of Asian spices there, it would seem to me. I think that maybe you might be looking at something, a white wine here. There's some lovely Sauvignon Blanc, and there's actually a great variety called Verdejo, which I think would be very nice with it as well.
Verdejo is lovely. It's one of my favourites.
Next time, Nick, we need to bring some in, don't we, as well?
Yes.
And come in with a driver, as usual. Colin, that sounds fabulous. And I agree with you. You'd want a light, fruity red, wouldn't you? You wouldn't want anything too heavy.
No. I wouldn't actually have one that's, you say, too heavy, and I agree with that. But I wouldn't have one that's oaked at all, really, for that. Because sometimes the tannin that's in an oaked wine... can be a little bit to the fore, and I think that if you're going to have that, it's not going to make the taste of the food quite as pleasant, a little bit too harsh, perhaps.
What about your favourite and my favourite, the Jerez?
Jerez?
Yes.
Yes, well, why don't you look for... It's chicken, isn't it? So, therefore, you could look for Amontillado, I think, would be rather nice with that. Actually.
Yeah, I'm quite particular to a dry Spanish sherry with it.
Tio so Pepe or something like that. This is a very, very pale coloured one, almost watercoloured, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. The drier, almost the better. I think it sort of brings out the flavour of the pinchos.
There might be some confusion there, because I mentioned the word Amontillado, but almost exclusively in the UK, the Amontillado wines are sweetened.
Yes, they are.
But when they're in their natural state, as you perhaps know, they're actually dry and they're really lovely. I think that would go rather nicely with that dish, to be perfectly honest.
We'll bring some of that in next time.
Do, yeah. Yeah. Make sure you ask for it dry, though.
Of course.
So, Colin, thank you for pairing with the with what we're eating and scoffing here. What else is going on in your wine world?
Well, I've got a wine tasting. Javier, shame you're not here, Jules. Actually, you'd like to go to that, I think.
I'll give you my dates. I shall email them to you, and perhaps you can arrange.
You never know. It might coincide with something that I'm doing. But
yes.
The big thing for me personally is I was in hospital all day yesterday, but nothing wrong with me in a way, but I was just doing some final tests, etc., before I go in to have
your knee replaced.
Yeah.
Well, you see, then you'll need a companion, won't you, while you're recuperating.
Yes, absolutely, but I have one. She's called my wife.
And congratulations, because you only got married quite recently, didn't you?
Yes, July last year, yes.
I must intervene now and interrupt and say, what did you drink at the wedding?
Ah, well, we drank red wine, white wine, and a red dessert wine as well, all from Bodegas Castaño, who are good friends of mine. They gave a very good price, and super wines, and they're not expensive anyway. That's the great thing about Bodegas Castaño.
Mm. So what are you quaffing at the moment, then, as the summer approaches?
Well, with tasting all those wines of last week, I sort of had a more or less a weekend off wine. As I said, I was tasting 60 to 70 wines a day.
So you gave your liver a rest?
Pardon?
You gave your liver a rest, Colin.
Yes, I did. That's right. And in actual fact, I have a fruit juice in front of me. But I'll be doing a little bit later on. I'm doing a video. I use YouTube quite a lot now. I'm doing a series of films on videos. That is on YouTube, where I'm actually tasting Spanish wines and giving various little bits of information, and also about wine accessories and methods of tasting wine, that sort of thing. And I have a red wine from Bodegas Enrique Mendoza, which I'll need to be talking about on video later. So I might send you a copy of that so you can see what you think.
When I next come over to Moreira, I'll bring my memory stick, because I've got, or I might put them in Dropbox. I've got quite a few interviews that I did at Enrico Mendoza.
Oh, really? Yes.
So I need to send them to you, and send them to you, can then pass them on to them.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm friends with Pepe Mendoza, and as I say, he sent me a series of wines. I'm writing about them now, but I'm going to record a video about one of the top wines that he makes.
I would encourage anyone who's listening to contact Colin and go on one of these bodega visits, because it's so well done. I mean, I went by bus and train to there. I can't quite remember, from Moreira, but it was beautifully done, and the surroundings are absolutely gorgeous, because you're right in the countryside there, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You've got the flora and the scents and the whole thing, and then they take you with us. They took us into a sort of a like an awning place. You know, there's a little cover bit, and she sat and got all the cheeses and the charcuterie out, and then, you know, paired them with the white. It was glorious.
Yeah. Well, that's the sort of thing I do. In fact, myself, are various different bodegas all over Spain, in fact. Perhaps you wouldn't mind me giving my website out, Jules?
That was the next question. Please, please fire away.
Okay, www.colinharknessonwine.com. So it's quite a straightforward one. My name's Colin Harkness, and I'm on wine. So colinharknessonwine.com.
Okay, and well worth getting in contact and finding out about the bodega visits. So is this your busy season now, Colin?
Yes, it is. In actual fact, I was just thinking about it earlier on today. Round about the end of February, it starts to sort of click in, really. And March, April and May are always very busy. June is normally quite busy as well, but it won't be for me this time, because I'll be lying in a hospital bed somewhere for a while. Well, maybe at home. I don't think I'll be in hospital for very long, but obviously I'll be recuperating after.
And you're having a whole knee?
Yeah, the whole knee done, the left knee, and then in a few months' time, the right knee done.
Well, I've told you my story. I could only afford half a knee.
Yeah, so that's right.
I was just perching on a chair today. While Paul Andrews was out of the studio, I decided to run amok, and I jumped up on the chair with my good leg, and then I sort of got stuck up there, and the boys just left me. So, it was a bit worrying.
How chivalrous is that?
I know. They were too busy scoffing the pinchos.
Well, I can understand that, though.
Well, we'll be speaking to you in another couple of weeks. And what will you be talking about? Do you know? Or are you just going to come up with something marvellous?
Well, in fact, we could do this over email or something. But I wondered if you might be interested in having a bit of a programme from when I'm actually at a major wine event, which is coming up in May.
Oh, yes.
Just before I have my hospital appointment. It's actually the 11th to the 15th of May. So Tuesday the 12th is a possibility. I don't know what your plans are.
Yes.
I'm actually at a huge wine fair, which is called Fenavin, and basically all the bodegas in Spain actually exhibit their wines there, so it'll be dreadful work for me, but I suppose someone has to do it.
What date was that, Colin?
Well, I'm thinking of the 12th of May here, which is Tuesday, of course.
Yeah, perfect.
And that's a possibility. If you'd like to send me an email or a tweet or something to confirm that, and we can make an arrangement for you to phone my mobile phone when I'm actually there.
That sounds absolutely delicious, and we will look forward to that.
Okay.
For now, Colin, you hop off on your good knee, and we'll be speaking to you very soon.
Okay, thanks very much, and goodbye to everybody in the studio. Muchísimas gracias.
Adios. Goodbye, Colin.
Adios. Now, Russell, that's Colin Harkness there. I was rather hoping you'd say goodbye in sort of Spanish.
I don't know Spanish.
Well, I thought you might. No, adios at least.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's Spanish, is it? I thought it was Mexican.
Well, it could be. I'm going to play a little tune to recover from Colin on Wine's all his info, because there was a lot of info there about what we could be quaffing.
He's a very knowledgeable man, isn't he?
He is. And then we're going to come back to you, and you're going to read us some little events and tweets. And then we're going to be speaking, of course, to the fabulous Nick Blythe Paella Fella about just what he's been cooking up and what he's been up to.
When day began, de begin, quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When they begin, de begin, quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. When they begin, they begin, quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería?
That was a fabulous Julio Iglesias, Begin the Begin, a little Spanish theme. I've gone a little bit goosey after listening to him, you know. Russell?
You have. I thought you were, you know, you were certainly getting a bit faintish, actually.
Yes, I know. It makes one swoon, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought I was going to have to come over there and give you some assistance.
Shall I turn him up? I love him. So, almost as much as Michelle Roux Jr., who's my other one weakness, you know.
I know.
What's happening in Twitterverse?
In Twitter, good old Liz from Maryland in the States. She's been tweeting. I think, if I'm correct, it's probably about 6:30 in the morning there now.
I know, bless her. She's
so she's up nice and early. She believes that Nick and Colin are a great combo. which I think we all agree with that. Now, looking back through some of Liz's tweets, I noticed she was talking about Kentish beer or cider. And the word cider brings me to where I'm from, actually from Somerset. So I'm afraid Kent's got a bit of competition there, because Somerset cider is probably the one to beat. Perhaps I shouldn't say that on Julesy's Kentish show, I don't know. But my roots tell me that I must mention it.
Well, your roots don't need doing from where I'm sitting.
No, they don't. I wish I had roots, actually. There you go.
They're the bane of my life. You don't want roots, I can tell you.
So Elm Court Farmers Market have pointed out where Raynham is to our ignorance. We can only apologise. Sorry?
They've pointedly pointed out.
They have. It's in North Kent, near their market. And their market is next week, the 3rd of May. So if you're in that area, pop down. We've got Jeff Kipp on the tweet. I think he's at Saltwood Green, and I think he's got a dining experience next Tuesday, the 28th, 4 courses paired. And after a bit of research, we think the paired means the menu and the drinks are all matched.
And you have to take your love or your husband or your sister.
And you've got to take someone with you.
Yeah, well, that's easy.
Yeah, well, that's not too hard.
Jeff Kipp was on the show a couple of weeks back, and very, very, very tasty food. And I look forward to going down to Hythe. I was talking to him yesterday. I'm going to go down in about 2 weeks for lunch.
Oh, very good.
I need a driver, Russell.
Oh.
Are you volunteering?
I have a problem.
Oh.
I have a problem. My BMW of 12 years is kind of come to the end of the road, which means...
You can drive my car.
Well, we're sharing my wife's two-seater, which is, you know, not great, but there you go. But what I'm doing...
The one that Nick Blythe, when he arrived...
He hit the window. I said, don't worry, that's only my wife's car. I won't worry about that.
No,
he didn't really. But it means I can get my big motorbike out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So the next time I join you here, I'll have my leathers on rather than my barrister broker suit. And I will bring a spare hat if you want to get on the back.
Well, that's working for me.
Is that good for you?
Yes. Now, I feel you're trying to lead me astray. Get back to your Twitters.
Well, what I want to very quickly say is that I went to the Westrum Farmers Market on Sunday, and there were lots of fantastic local businesses and produce, and I came across the Fat Carrot.
Ah, I love her.
So, who I believe was on the show a few weeks ago.
Yeah. She was our roving reporter at the Vegetarian Network.
Oh, right. Well,
show in Brighton.
Well, I had some. I bought some carrot chutney, and I bought some spicy cheese from somebody else, and bread, and this, that, and the other. And Laura and I had an absolute feast when we got home. We didn't have to cook anything because we just ate cheese, chutney, bread and this fantastic apple juice. But the Fat Carrot chutney, if you haven't tried it, I suggest you do, because it's a fantastic experience.
Well, it made me laugh because you said there were no pies involved. Then I found an...
I hadn't noticed. Yeah.
There's an incriminating picture of you just surrounded by...
I know, that's really quite embarrassing. But I'm afraid when it comes to cheese...
I am.
Mm. Yeah, I'm afraid I'm anyone's when it comes to cheese.
Anyone else on Twitter?
On Twitter, we've got, let's have a look, Liz Nicholas. Hello from Paella Fella Office.
All right.
So she's something to do with you. I've got, and this is from Claire Oliver
and Jazz.
And
hello,
Jazz.
Ladies.
Three young ladies. In
yes, that's
Beavering
my team.
Ah, oh, fabulous.
Beavering away in the office while
I'm
out.
I want a team. Well, I suppose you're my team.
Well, we're your team, Jill.
Yes, yeah, okay. Anything else?
Anything else?
I think you had some stories to read.
I did have some stories, actually. Yeah. There's a very interesting
and
one.
Did you have a baking thing, gluten-free bakey? That's quite important.
I do have that bakey. What I'm going to do, just very quickly talk about this article that I've come across from a reporter in New York about a necklace that knows when you've eaten too much.
That would be good for you after the cheese.
Yes, I probably won't want to know, to be honest. But American scientists have developed a wearable smart necklace that monitors everything you consume and sends an alert if you devour too much. It's linked up to an app on a smartphone, which buzzes when the wearer overindulges. So that's... That's quite fantastic.
I won't be wearing that, I can assure you. after all this paella and pinch. While you read, I might have a pinch horse. Carry on.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm just trying. I've got my... Oh, this is the... Something we have here is to do with Ian Thackeray, and it's new gluten-free baking courses. And I think gluten-free is becoming more and more popular these days.
Huge.
So some of these opportunities are to make muffins, cakes and cookies. And the next London event is on the 13th of June. And there's further bread making courses, introduction to bread, basic loaf, cheesy scones, soda bread, fruit bread, etc. And there are a number of dates, 9th of May in Harrogate, 6th of June in London, and 11th of July back in Harrogate. So if there's any interest there, then people can they can contact Ian Thackeray by email, which is ian@glutenfreebaking.co.uk. So I'm sure he'll be delighted to hear from people.
Thank you, Russ. I'm going to go over now to Nick Blythe because time waits for no man. So the lovely Nick Blythe, the paella fella. So first of all, how did you ever, and what were you doing before? That's what I want to know.
I used to be an IT salesman, IT sales professional, yes.
Okay.
I spent, prior to paella fella, I spent about 28 years. I walked out of school straight into an IT sales job, and that was my career of choice.
Right.
And I got into paella by accident.
Well, how did you get into
it started many years ago on a campsite on the south coast. My family goes camping. When I say family, I'm talking about the extended family.
Yeah.
Goes camping every summer.
Whereabouts?
In Pevensey. Just along the coast.
While you chat, I'll just have a little bit
Pevensey
of
your
chorizo.
Yeah, it's very nice, very tasty. And basically, my brother came back from Spain while we were all camping and brought me a paella pan and a burner and asked me to cook paella for the family.
Really?
Which I did. And that became...
What did you have to sort of... What did you do? Use a recipe book?
Or? Yeah, he gave me... I've got a recipe.
So he brought the whole kit for you, really?
The whole thing for me.
Okay.
And basically, asked me to cook paella. I went out, got all the stuff, cooked paella for the family. That became an annual paella party festival each year, the bank holiday party, and it got bigger and bigger each year. It went from 10, 12 of us to 30, 40 of us. And unfortunately, I lost my brother to cancer in 2003.
I read that, and I'm sorry to hear that.
No, that's part of life, unfortunately.
But out of that came this
amazing... Yes, because I put myself down to run the London Marathon. I know this bulky frame doesn't look like it ran the London Marathon, but I did in 2005. And
you look very fit from where I'm sitting, doesn't he, Ralph?
He does, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I ran the London Marathon in 2005, and I did it for cancer charities, and my youngest son suggested that we use paella as a vehicle for fundraising, and so that's what we did. We started up at the London to Brighton bike ride that runs through Turners Hill,
yeah,
where my business is based. That was... we turned up there 10 years ago. We approached the landlord, and he said he thought it was a good idea. We set up a stall as the cyclists go through, and we couldn't cook it fast enough. It was a bit of a nightmare, but it was a success at the time. And we got invited back to each year, and it developed from there, really. It just got bigger and bigger until eventually we had people approaching us for doing... Paella for different cancer charities and the like.
I'm just laughing because you've left some food outside, and Paul Andrews, who's on a diet...
He's made a big hole in that paella, hasn't he?
That's my lunch, Paul Andrews.
There's enough.
Normally bring in a little Riverford beetroot salad, you know, and today I'm just...
You're going to be spoiled.
While you talk, look, this black rice, which I've not had with the aioli... Let's try a bit of this.
Now, this looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, oh, and squeeze of lemon as well over it. So there's Nurse Liz, we're having this lovely black rice with a squeeze of lemon and some...
mayonnaise, is it?
Yeah.
Garlic mayo, yes.
Aioli.
Fantastic. These prawns are lovely.
Talk us through.
Okay, what, the dish?
Anything. Well, no, really okay. About your plans and your corporate events. Let's hear about that.
Okay, well, we do a whole host of different types of events, from
amazing.
private parties, weddings, you name it. right the way through to large-scale corporate events for 300 or more people, all over. We're based near Gatwick, Turners Hill. It's on the Kent-Surrey-Sussex border.
Yeah.
And we cover something like an 85-mile radius, so we travel for our art quite extensively.
I have to say, listener, through, you know, my teeth are sort of glued together with lovely rice, and this is, I mean, I, as you know, I have a house in Valencia, so I've had a lot of paella. This is absolutely incredible. It's fresh, it's tasty, honestly, everything. And if I were on a beach eating this, I mean, this is amazing.
Thank you.
So you're self-taught in a way.
I was self-taught, but the last few years, when I got fed up with the IT world and decided to step out of that life and start Paella Fella, I started doing a pilgrimage to Valencia. And Colin mentioned Valencia being the home of Paella. So I had heard that there's a Paella competition that takes place, an international Paella competition.
Yeah,
it's been
right.
going for 50 odd years.
They have those huge ones, don't they?
They do. They have a big celebration each year. It's part
you know
of
I
their,
said I wasn't going to eat much, don't you?
You've eaten quite a bit there.
Yeah, carry on.
And so they have this international Paella competition. It's been going for 55, 56 years
I've
now.
Just dropped it all over the controls. Paul Andrews will kill me.
I'm going to say Paul can clean that up. He's on next, isn't
That's
he?
Right. Lick it up.
Yeah.
Carry on.
And basically, we went out there as a sort of research and found this Paella competition.
It's on my tummy. It's on my shirt. Everywhere.
You're a messy eater, Joe, like me.
I'm excited. Can you pass me a napkin, please?
Yeah, here you are.
I brought in some little jaunty sailing. Carry on, Nick.
So I took part in the Paella competition a couple of years ago, and it's.
Were they saying English hombre?
Yeah, well, the Paella competition is quite special because you've got something like 30, 40 chefs from around the world gather in a town called Sueca.
Which is
right on the edge of the rice growing region in Valencia,
right.
In the Albufeira Lake region.
Yeah.
And the town itself, it majors on rice production. It's an odd town because it's a town, the word Sueca means Swede in Spanish. So it's a town called Swede that
Very
produces
odd.
Rice. And it has this Paella competition, and you get invited to take part. Not everyone can go, so I feel quite honoured as being only perhaps a handful of Brits that has ever taken part. I took part a couple of years ago, and I've been invited to take part again in September again this year.
Well, maybe I'll come with you next time, and I'll bring my mic. We'll do a little thing.
You're welcome to.
And we could stay at my house. I have, you know, different bedrooms, if your wife's listening.
Yes.
Separate bedrooms. And we could get Colin roped in, couldn't we?
Yeah, of course.
Maybe Russell could come as well.
Well, I can just come along and sample the wine and the food. How about that?
Exactly.
Not actually contributing, but...
Well, no, exactly. Tell me about this lovely al dente rice. How do you know exactly how to get it like that? Because I love that.
The rice is all important. If you in Sueca and in Valencia, they're very snobby about it because they invented paella.
Yeah.
And there's different textures to it. And if you talk to them in Valencia, they'll say it's all about the flavour, el sabor.
Yeah.
And the texture
el sabor.
Of the rice. Of course.
You hear it, don't you? El sabor.
And basically what it should be that... If you get it right, the rice should be slightly underdone. There's a tiniest hint of a bite in the middle. And if you get it truly right, then there's a thing called the socarrat, which is the toasted rice at the bottom. And that's it's a bit of a love it or hate it. It's a bit like Marmite. It caramelises. The rice should caramelise on the bottom. And it should give you a nice sort of sweet, bittersweet texture. It's considered a delicacy in Spain.
I must just stop because I forgot to ask Russell who our sponsors are this week.
Our sponsors this week, Jules, are...
Why don't you tell me? I'll just have a bit more...
You eat I'll do the talking. How
I've
about that?
I've got the taste of the garlic mayonnaise and I'm going to smell the business bunker out.
It really is tremendous. Okay, so our sponsor today is Breakthrough Funding.
Yes.
And they are at the three W's, breakthroughfunding.com, offering cash for innovators. Jules, did you know 13,000 small business owners got an average £46,000 cash back last year?
I'm just crunching a lovely green bean.
Isn't that good?
Far more important.
So, yes.
No.
So, listeners, why don't you give them a call on this number. It's a free phone number.
Yeah.
So the number's 0800 772 0800. That's Breakthrough Funding, and they are today's fantastic sponsors.
Well, I'm sure lots of listeners listening, foodies, who are trying to get shelf life or anything scientific, would really welcome 46,000 or some cash.
Any cash, yeah. Any business needs, you need investment. So to have something like that.
Can you read me out that phone number one more time?
Yeah, that phone number again for Breakthrough Funding is 0800 772 0800, and the web address, the three W's, breakthroughfunding.com. Again, offering cash for innovators.
Thank you very much, Russell. Very eloquent. I just want to read out Nick's website so you can have a look. I know I did at the beginning of the show, but in case you've just tuned in, 3W's paellafella.co.uk. That's P for Peter, A-E-L-L-A, F for Freddy, E-L-L-A.co.uk, for corporate events. And he has offered to do Paul Andrews' birthday bash, of course, in August. He's a Leo, you know. Getting back to you, lovely Nick. What's your favourite paella and favourite thing on the menu that you cook?
Well, right now, my favourite paella is a mixta, which is a chicken and seafood combo.
Yeah, that is mine too.
And I love it for the simple reason that, as I was saying, it's all about the rice. You make it with a... You've got to have a very
just
good stock.
Just having a green bean while you talk,
and
darling.
If you,
no calories.
You need to really combine a mixture of a chicken and a seafood stock, and that... I don't know what happens, but it just tastes sublime, I think. And that's that comes from my earliest memories of Spain as
that
well.
That is one of my favourites, and you can... It sort of differs, doesn't it, from region to region and restaurant to restaurant.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm suitably, you know, just gobsmacked by this. It's amazing, and I'm not just saying that. It is.
Well, here's
divine.
The menu. Here's my menu.
Thank
have a,
you.
Have a look at that.
And what kind of events are you doing this summer? Got
oh my goodness, we've got loads of events on. We've got something like 12 weddings, a whole
wow.
host of corporate functions. We've got a myriad number of 50th, 60th and some 70th birthdays parties. We've got a couple of christenings and the like.
Gosh, a christening, that's
yeah,
amazing. So we wouldn't think they'd be eating paella, would you?
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
Paella's very communal. It's a really good leveller for the family.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to try and think that we stimulate good conversation around our food.
And kiddies love it, of course.
Absolutely.
You know, most kiddies will eat paella quite happily. I'm looking at the menu, and it's amazing because you also do a vegetarian one if the fat cat's fat carrot is listening. Excuse me, I'm burping now into the mic because I've eaten so much. I love the sound of the marisco. I have no manners. They went out the window a long time ago. I love the luxury marisco. So you've got sumptuous
yeah.
seafood paella with your choice of monkfish, lobster, crevettes, scallops.
You name it. You can put anything you like in a paella.
Lobster, wow. That sounds absolutely divine, and I can understand that for a wedding it must be exquisite.
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so let's have a look. What's the biggest party that you reckon you can cater for?
We've done a couple of fairly large parties recently. We did one for the Institute of Directors up in Pall Mall in London, for 200 odd members of their staff. It was their staff Christmas party at the end of January, oddly
yeah.
enough. And then in February we did a wedding for 170 people where they had a whole selection of paella and tapas and desserts that we served up at Hatfield House in Hatfield.
Okay, I've been there near Hatfield Peveril.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
The Elizabethan Banqueting Hall, beautiful place for a wedding. We can cater for up to, I don't know, 350 more
so,
people.
Just very quickly, because we're running short of time, tell me about your team. Do you bring in people when you have a big event? You know, how are you managing with staff?
Staff, well, I've got a great core team of Hello Jazz, Kate, Jazz, Olivia and Claire.
I saw them on the Twitter, all very
yeah.
ravishing.
Hi, girls. They're my core team. Basically, a client will choose a menu with us, we'll agree terms, and then on the day we'll rock up, we'll set up a kitchen on site, and we'll cook and serve, and when we get it right, we'll put a big smile on everyone's face. And the best is when the client... basically takes all the plaudits, gets all the good stuff. In terms of staff, so I've got four of us in the office, but we have a core of about 20 people that deliver all the events. And like I say, we've got a very, very busy summer ahead. So
I think it's fantastic. A great, great business here. And I'm sure that listeners will want to get in touch. So it's at Paella Fella on the Twitter and 3wspaellafella.co.uk, travelling all around the area from West Sussex but into London and South East and anywhere, really.
I'd be interested to to ask Nick, if you're doing a big bash for 200 people, how long does that take to get together to prepare? Because that must take a lot of time in the background.
It does, but we're like Boy Scouts. We prepare everything in advance. So yes. When we take it on,
you
site.
Said that to me yesterday, yeah. Didn't you? You're like a Boy Scout, Russ.
Yes,
we are. I've just seen the dessert menu, which I didn't know about. They do my one weakness, which is of course cheesecake. They do a lemon, lime, vanilla, and strawberry. Yeah. Now, would you do me a panna cotta as well? Because that's my other one. There you are. That's sorted for me. Lobster, panna cotta, paella, mariscos.
Sounds fantastic.
We're going to wrap up the show now. We have just a little tick left. So, Russ, anything else to wrap up?
Well, I want to say a big thanks to Sue Nelson and the team at Breakthrough Funding, our sponsors for today's show.
And get in touch with them and find out how they can help your business.
Yeah, offering cash for innovators. Again, the web address is www.breakthroughfunding.com, and that phone number, which is free, 0800 772 0800.
Fantastic. And next week on the show we have a farmer's market. I've lost my little scrap of paper. I've got so many bits here. It's rummaging around. But we do have a lovely farmer's market. And remember to tweet in your events, because we'll always read them out if we can, at Scoff Quaff. Is there any last minute thing, very quickly? Any events or anything that somebody's...
I've not got anything here.
Next week it's Elm Court. There we are. Who will be in with one of their lovely... people. There is a couple of jobs here. Oh, the Moon Fudge Makers are looking for an apprentice cook and customer service. And Riverford Organic in Kent, Riverford_Kent, are looking for a part-time driver. If you know of anyone looking for a job, let them know. I would say now a big thank you to Colin Hartness over there in Valencia and Alicante. Colin on wine, please get in contact with him to find out about sipping from a bodega and learning about the wine that will go with Nick Blythe's Paella Fella. Follow him and tell him you heard about him on the show. And from the lovely barrister broker, Russell.
A pleasure to see you again, Jules.
Yes. And from myself, Jules Serkin, tune in next week at 11. Well, summer's coming, so we want to know about your summer events, weddings, all that sort of thing. If you want to talk to Nick Blythe about Paella and what he can do... give him a call. Have you got a phone number on
the
top of your head?
01342 713 940. We would love to hear from you.
Brilliant. And if you want to know anything about Russell and what he can offer,
then you can you can tweet me at Barrister Broker, or website is www.thebarristerbroker.com, and it's all there.
From all of us in the studio and from Colin Hartness and Breakthrough Funding, for now, goodbye.
Adios.
Goodbye.
Adios. Arriba.
UK.
Well, get out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast because I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.